As I speak, severe weather continues to wreak havoc across Iowa. Our hearts and prayers go out to people in Parkersburg and New Hartford and other places who have been particularly hard hit. Senator Grassley, Governor Culver, Congressman Brady, and I visited the Parkersburg area together the day after the tornado struck. And you really have to witness it with your own eyes to really understand the scale and intensity of the devastation. And it was very humbling to meet with those who bore the brunt of the tornadoes, people who lost loved ones, their homes, their livelihoods, their sort of their lifetime possessions. They have met this tragedy with courage and an amazing determination to rebuild and move forward. I just want to assure them once again that Governor Culver, Senator Grassley, Congressman Brady, and I are working together as hard as we can to secure state and federal resources to help these communities as they recover. My top staff person in Cedar Rapids, Beth Freeman, is the former regional director for FEMA, and she's using all her experience and contacts to mobilize assistance. And if someone has questions about disaster assistance, please call Beth Freeman at 319-365-4504. That's Beth Freeman at 319-365-4504. On Monday, I was pleased to announce that the AmeriCorps program's National Civilian Community Corps, based in Denver, will be dispatching an 11-person team to assist with the recovery. Amidst the tragedy and destruction, it's heartening to see Iowans coming together, reaching out to help, taking in neighbors. We have seen nature at its worst, but we've also seen Iowans at their very best. I want to commend local television stations and radio stations for their continuous coverage during the evening of the tornadoes. There are often complaints about continuous storm coverage, but I think last week's events show why this kind of coverage is important. Equally important is the need for governments at all levels, including the federal government, to continue to fund county emergency managers and disaster warning systems. I learned that Butler County had conducted disaster response training not long before the tornado struck, and this made a huge difference in the quality of the response. We need to continue preparing for a high-quality response, not just for tornadoes, but for all kinds of disasters. This includes rapid response planning and training, enhanced flood control, and discouraging construction on floodplains. Most importantly, I want to thank all the emergency personnel and the local officials whose quick response undoubtedly saved lives. They did an outstanding job. My staff and I have no higher priority than to continue helping them and assisting the victims in any way that we can.